Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday, Friday evening. It's the J6 Hang Mike Pence postgame edition. But you know, I'd like to move on topically, at least for now. You can always pull us back. They keep pulling me back at 844-967-2789. But you know, I might quote Fox News once or twice more before I'm banished forever. You know,
that's BS, Crudy.
It's unofficial. They haven't officially reached out to banish me. But I suspect they will. It's been more like the relationship between Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Just no call at all.
Just ghost a guy.
They didn't call me to ask how my actions on their airwaves has gotten me threatened umpteen times by the very fine Fox News viewers. But anyways, here I go. Quoting the Foxy News. Damn. Polling, though. And I've always found their polling sort of like Rasmussen. A little push polling, a little slanted to the right often. But here's some polling about guns. And as the headline says, and not the headline when you look on the, at least the mobile site, you don't really know what the poll is going to tell you unless you click through. And then it basically tells you, even according to Fox News, the American people are overwhelmingly in favor of common sense gun reforms. Dom, you posted an article about Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas. You know, his plan? Well, God's got a plan.
God's plan. It's all God's plan. I mean, it sucks you lose a kid, but, you know, God's plan.
It must be God's plan. God wanted to take him home. Well, the people's will does not reflect God's plan, according to Ken Paxton, because the people want action from the political sorts, even according to Fox News. Let me jump in here for just a bit. After a series of recent mass shootings, the latest Fox News national survey shows bipartisan support. When Fox News calls it bipartisan, it probably is. For a range of gun reform laws, especially background checks on all gun buyers. That's not an exception. It's not an asterisk. All gun buyers. Anyways, in general, according to Fox News, and this is the flattest stat they have. Everything else is overwhelming. Bear with me. In general, 56% majority of Americans believe that having tougher gun laws would reduce mass shootings. 56%. You almost got a filibuster-proof majority there. On specific gun proposals, and let's not forget this watered-down version that we're getting, this bipartisan compromise bill of the Senate. So Republicans get a little cover and can continue to pocket the NRA donations. On specific gun proposals, voters are most supportive of requiring background checks. According to Fox News, 88%.
Ooh, wow.
That's kind of bipartisan. Improving the enforcement of existing gun laws, 84%. Well, okay, that seems logical, right? Maybe it's an anomaly in the statistics. Let me throw a couple more. I can't believe big, ugly Keith Best is messaging me in the middle of a radio show. Probably some crap he heard on Fox, but let me read on.
Some more of the crap you heard on Fox.
Another 8 in 10 favor raising the legal age to buy an assault weapon to 21. 82%.
Wow.
82%, according to Fox News. Passing red flag laws. That's the one we might actually get. 81% support. Background checks on buying ammunition. I don't even hear them talking about that, but buying ammunition. How about a background check on that? Can't even buy the bullets. Can't go build yourself a ghost gun. 80% support for that. Mental health check, 78%. Raising the legal age to buy any gun, not just assault weapons, any freaking gun. 78% support amongst, according to Fox News polling.
Wow.
Which is notoriously conservative. So if you got all that, background checks for guns, 88%. Enforce existing gun laws, 84%. Legal age to 21 for assault rifles, 82%. Flag people who are a danger to themselves or others, you know, red flag, 81%. Background checks for ammo, 80%. And roughly three quarters, 77%, more than three quarters, you know, that's kind of rounding down Fox News. Three quarters favor a 30-day wait period for all gun purchases. And the increasing number of armed guards at public schools and public, you know, at schools and public venues, 73%. Way more people, or at least statistically, more people favor 30-day waiting periods than believe the crap they peddle on Fox News about arming every teacher at every school. Well, isn't that something, Don? The American people want action. The American people have clear beliefs. And it's not a, you know, we weak Democrats want to take your guns because we're afraid of you. This is a very bipartisan set of beliefs, Dom, according to Fox News.
844-967-2789. And how does it feel to want Fox News poll takers? Because unless you get some of those Republicans to go along with you, you got to sit over here with the rest of us who want legal weed and want all sorts of things that they are not going to give you.
7 in 10, 70% favor banning high-capacity ammunition clips. 63% support banning assault weapons, so less support for those. You know what there's very little support, less than majority for? Allowing teachers to carry guns at school.
It's an asinine proposition.
People, well, it's a dumbass proposition, but 48% of people want that. 45% want more citizens carrying more guns. So I would point out the only things that don't reach majority support are the very things the Republicans support. Arm everyone. Reciprocity of concealed carry laws. All that crap, they're not serving their constituents.
You think?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't even know about this.
If the majority of Republicans, they are not serving the majority of Republicans. I mean, I hear guys like Mitch McConnell. I don't care what the majority says. I care about the majority of my caucus.
Right.
But the majority of their caucus believes like I believe, believes like you believe, I think, Dom, that there can be some common sense gun reforms. And that's what we all want.
I know, but
they keep telling us something different.
Well, until Mitch McConnell gets voted out of office, until his constituents in the Senate get voted out, you're not going to get it because they're still cashing the NRA checks. So stand in line, majority of American people who want your elected representatives to actually follow through with your wishes. We the people. Because
all we
got to
do is win two U.S. Senate seats, Dom. And we get what we the people want. We could get
the NRA does care.
Yeah, sure they do. They care enough to send guys like Scott Walker 4.5 million, guys like Ron Johnson 1.3 million. We got to win two U.S. Senate seats. We've got one in our backyard. Our buddy Rojo, the incumbent, he's up on the ticket again. He took 1.2 million lifetime from the NRA. God knows how much funneled from Russia. But you know what? He doesn't even represent the majority of Republicans on these issues.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
So why do they keep selling this? Why do they keep selling it to their constituencies? I mean, their constituencies aren't even buying. But somehow this has become the dogma of the Republican Party.
Because, you know, it's abortion. It's just, if I don't vote for Ron Johnson, I'm voting for the Marxist, progressive, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. I mean, you know, that's the choice, right? So even if they want some quote-unquote common sense gun reform, what are the chances that they're going to, you know, roll over and vote for a Democrat? Almost zero, dude.
I get that. But why is that? you know, if you're not getting the vast majority of what you want in life, and I'm talking to Republicans on things like guns, probably even the majority of Republicans last time we saw polling out of our state on legalized marijuana, Republicans want legalized marijuana. It's not just stoners like Dom and I. They don't get it either. So they're okay and they're willing to have their politicians talking about Republicans specifically go against their will. But I mean, when you start talking about things like dead school kids, I mean, really, at what point do Republicans start voting their conscience? I'm talking about the rank and file, not the politicians, not the Robin Vosses, not the soulless Mitch McConnells. I'm talking about the good guy that lives next door that's maybe a little more conservative than I am. Why does he keep voting for people that let our kids, our grandkids die in these mass shootings? And the vast majority of us have a differing opinion, and they don't care. They keep cashing the checks. They keep letting your kids die.
844-967-2789. Let's get to some callers. Jack from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I want to compliment you on that. I'm changing topics here. I want to go back to the original topic about the January 6th.
Yes.
If that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, great coverage, by the way. I want to compliment you guys on that. I do have a concern, though. On these hearings, you've got to get the kingpin. The kingpin is Humpty Dumpty. You know it, and I know it. Right now, at the beginning of these hearings, Denny Thompson and that Zoe Loughlin said, well, we're not going to recommend criminal prosecution. Well, if you're not going to recommend criminal prosecution, then what is this all about?
Jack, they're still laying out an evidentiary case, and the DOJ is watching. And there's been some confusion in the reporting today. Will they give the transcripts to the DOJ? No, they won't. Yes, they will. They've said, yes, we will. So they've already done these interviews. They got all the evidence compiled. And now they're laying out the case, not just to the American people, but to the audience of Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland Day is coming, Jack. Feel it in my bones. More devils.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
What if God was one of us?
You shot me! You shot me right in the arm!
You know, you only have two cheeks.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your thoughts always welcome here. Toll free talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you see Big Ugly was messaging?
I heard you say
whining.
That. What's up?
Whining.
Whining?
We're not funny. It's hitting a little too close to home. You know what I mean? That's what I suspect.
If I think I'm funny and laughing, I'm funny, man. What are you talking about?
When you got a little insurrection in your heart, you know, when you're a Republican like Keith Best and you've demonstrated, and I don't know what's in your heart, Keith, but I know what's been in your Twitter actions through the years, man. You've shown your colors. So, you know, if you're claiming we're not funny and Crudy on his own is not nearly funny enough, well, I'll readily agree, man. But nothing's funnier than the way you look, fella.
Plus, nothing's funnier than a three-time disgraced guy just coming out and going, I know what I'm talking about.
You're not funny. You know, there are days when I'm less funny, but I'm always funny.
Dom, I have a microphone, and you don't.
Yes, so shut the hell up. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on the Uvalde massacre. God has a plan.
Great.
Life is short, no matter what, muses the Texas Attorney General, who backed Trump's coup and opposes any new gun regulation. Let me read just briefly. We're not going far, but just want to read a little of this. And you can always, you know, join us, 844-967-2789. Even you, Big Ugly. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said recently that he would tell parents of young children killed in the Uvalde school shooting that God has a plan. Paxton, who took a leading role in a failed Supreme Court case aimed at overturning the results of the 2020 election, went on a media blitz to fight calls for gun restrictions shortly after an 18-year-old shooter killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in West Texas. In an interview with a right-wing talk radio host, Righty Whitey Trey Graham, Paxton acknowledged that it is, and here's this quote, difficult to give comfort to families who lost their kids, you know, because I'm unwilling to do anything to change that.
Right. I won't do anything, and it's difficult to give the one thing that you don't actually have to legislate, and that's comfort.
Now, here's the rest of his quote. If I lost one of my children, I'd be pretty devastated, especially in a way that is so senseless and seemingly has no purpose. He continued, I think I would just have to say, if I had the opportunity to talk to the people, I'd have to say, look, there's always a plan. I believe God always has a plan. Life is short no matter what it is. And certainly, we're not going to make sense of, you know, a young child being shot and killed way before their life expectancy. Doesn't seem like he quite gets it, does it? I mean, is this an empathetic statement?
No, it doesn't get it. That's the understatement of the year.
A little bit more. We understand that for some reason, to some people, the people with money, the people who fund political campaigns, the guns are more important than children. Now, that's the statement of Rubio. Rubio said, while testifying that, let me try this again. Paxton's comments last week came ahead of an emotional testimony by parents of Uvalde victims in the House. Kimberly Rubio, whose 10-year-old daughter Lexi was killed in the attack, pled for Congress to take action on gun safety in response to the massacre. Her quote, we understand that for some reason, to some people, the people with money, to people who fund political campaigns, the guns are more important than children. Somewhere out there, there is a mom listening to our testimony thinking, I can't even imagine their pain, not knowing that our reality will someday be hers, unless we act now.
A little more here, Curdy.
Or just pray. Thoughts
yeah, yeah. God's got a plan. Yeah, we're not going to do anything about it, but man, it'd be really tough to give comfort. Dr. Roy Guerrero, a Uvalde pediatrician who treated some of the victims, made similar pleas. He described how children's bodies were pulverized and decapitated. Decapitated children by the bullets from the AR-15 style rifle used by the gunman, to the point that the only clue as to their identities were the blood-spattered cartoon clothes still clinging to them. Making sure our children are safe from guns. That's the job of our politicians and leaders. In this case, you are the doctors and our country is the patient. We are lying on the operating table, riddled with bullets like the children of Robb Elementary and so many other schools. We are bleeding out and you are not there. My oath as a doctor means that I signed up to save lives. I do my job, and I guess it turns out that I am here to plead, to beg, to please, please do yours. But after the heart-wrenching testimony, all but five Republicans in the House voted against a package that would raise the age to buy an AR-15 from 18 to 21 and toughen existing gun laws. Some Senate Republicans have already ruled out any new gun restrictions, as have Republican state leaders in Texas. I want to throw this one out there, too. Rep. Louis Gohmert. Now, there's a fine one. After Wednesday's hearing suggested that the answer, well, you guessed it, more prayer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say more guns, but please continue.
Yeah, close one. Good guess. Look, maybe if we heard more prayers from leaders of this country instead of taking God's name in vain, we wouldn't have the mass killings like we didn't have before prayer was eliminated from school.
That's yeah. The problem, lack of prayer in school.
Well, that's it. Lack of prayer. Yeah, it was all good. It was all good when there was prayer, and now there's no prayer. And I mean, hell, now that we have no prayer, we almost deserve it, right? Right, Louis Gohmert, right, Paxton.
You know, the fact that a guy like Big Ugly Keith Best doesn't think we're funny enough when we're talking about gun control, you know, sensible things that the vast majority of the American people,
including Republicans,
approaching 80 to 90% on nearly every issue, They think like I do. And yet, your buddies, your former employers, big ugly, because you worked for some of these guys, right? Scott Allen and others that are all down for this. The prayers and the thoughts and the cash and the checks and the failing to act for their constituents. So, man, if that's not funny to you, too bad. Again, look in the mirror. You'll get a good laugh. Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789.
Protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately.
You got nothing.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the happier happy hour, the Friday Eve edition. It rolls on. And I requested this song on behalf of a now-departed raccoon in our old stomping grounds of La Crosse, Dom. This beloved state we live in dealt with a lot of storms this week, right? A lot of power. Some people still without power since Tuesday.
Yeah,
and then
crazy.
Tornadoes. That was a big whopper up by Toma. But in La Crosse, 9,300 people without power. Only it wasn't the storms. It was Rocky Raccoon. Raccoon got into the transformer.
Uh-oh. How'd that work out for Rock?
There must have been something before electricity, huh?
Well, the good news is, I hope he read his Gideon's Bible. It was in the hotel room when he got there, but that might have been his last action, apparently. But hopefully the power's back on, because I'm going to La Crosse next week. Dom, I'm going to be broadcasting from La Crosse, the third CD at the Democratic Party Convention. It goes off next Saturday. We're going to have very special coverage right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And Dom, you shared with me some tantalizing news.
Well, some follow-up from our conversation, although briefly, from yesterday.
The perhaps Tebow-worthy Lauren Boebert was a paid escort, and here are some photos of her. That was what was floating out there in the Twitterverse yesterday when we were on the air.
It was.
I hate to get Tebowed, though. Is there sourcing now? We are.
This is the American Muckrakers Pack Incorporated, right? So they're taking credit for getting rid of, what the hell is his name? I don't know. One of the last
Madison Cawthorn.
There we go. Thank you. And now they have set their sights on Boebert.
It's almost like he had a few things in his closet.
How weird,
or
right?
Or his bed, or whatever, on video.
I mean, come on, people. I mean, can we just be serious for a minute? I mean, really? I mean, these are Congress people have the authority and the ability to vote on very serious legislation that will impact our lives. Perhaps we should, you know, take some of them seriously. And Boebert, no. Cawthorn, no. Marjorie Three-Toed Green, no.
Let me quickly ask you, Rebecca Clayfish, the lieutenant governor, former under Wanker, but she's a current gubernatorial candidate. Run, Becky, run. She apparently did a Forrest Gump out of the squad car, but got tackled or somehow detained.
I wonder how that went down.
Charged with resisting arrest.
But don't you kind of want to know the details? Did they tackle you?
Is there videotape?
Did he just grab you by the arm? Did he grab by the hair? Were you tased? You know, I mean, did they get the nightstick out? You know, how far did you get? I mean, these are very serious questions that we should know.
I wish there was some security cam footage. Yeah. we'll create some fuzzy looking footage. We'll call it security cam footage, and we'll see if we can produce that in the shop out back.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
But I wondered, you know, like last night, my wife said she didn't care that, you know, Becky Clayfish was resisting arrest and fled a cop. She's like, she was drunk, right? And I said, reportedly, drunk as a Giuliani. And she said, you know, I guess she didn't care. I guess we've all been there, right? We've all been there. Maybe not the back of a squad car. Maybe didn't run away. But, you know, we've all done dumbass things.
No,
but,
no, you know, question.
Some
no
of
question.
These Republicans, they're just dumbasses. And I'm not implying that the former lieutenant governor meets that definition, but certainly Madison Cawthorn did. And if these newest allegations against Boebert are true, she might fall in that column as well.
Listen, I'm
how did
I'm
she
totally
become
dumb.
A congressperson? She was like bankrupt and she met Ted Cruz and she was doing some sort of, you know, escorting allegedly, and now she's a congresswoman.
Note that Senator Cruz went 2 minutes over, so
yeah. How does that work?
We'll get there. We'll get there. But for regarding Becky Clayfish running for governor here in the state of Wisconsin, the yes. former lieutenant governor, it's not that we have indiscretions of youth. It's how do you react to those nowadays that are that age that have those
other
very same indiscretions, and how have you used
lock
that
them up.
Experience
them up.
Right to. To impact your worldview. And I think my big problem with it is most of the time they're just pure freaking hypocrites.
I thought Republicans do not
recognize, again, this in the case of Becky Clayfish, a white woman who fled the police, and I guess some breaking news I saw today, that Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer who shot that young black man in the back of the head while he was prone face down on the ground has not only been charged, but he's now been fired by the police department. So, again, good news there. But, you know, what the reaction that people have towards Black Lives Matter and the protest over the treatment, the disparate treatment. Well, Becky Clayfish, you resisted arrest. How would you like to have been shot in the back of the head? You probably would not like that. You probably would want people to protest if those things happened to you, right? So that's my thing. How do you? We all make mistakes. Sure, we all get caught doing dumb things. Sure, some of us still do dumb things. Whatever, you got to live your life. But if you are engaging in that kind of behavior, how have you reflected on it, and how does it, you know, mold your opinion now towards the very same young adults that are doing the same things now? So I guess that's just my point. It's not the fact that she did it, is what is she doing about it now?
You know, I've reformed since I'm 52 now, since my birthday.
Flipping over cop cars and burning them? That's a great, good job, Crudy.
Nothing but the most matured adult-like behavior. From like Sunday 12:15 on.
Why Sunday 12:15?
Well, you know, because at that point I made a pledge not to embarrass myself, my wife, my family name,
well,
this fine radio show, my
mommy,
colleagues.
Come on, man. You just ask for forgiveness and you're forgiven. So what's the problem?
Well, I feel forgiven.
It's no like problem. Asking for a pardon. Give me a pardon. Lauren Boebert. So this story, and I was not confident yesterday based on the little we saw online. Of course, you always got to question what you see online. But
is this how she met Matt Gaetz?
Maybe. So here's the backstory here. On Twitter, @FireBoebert. They have a tip line. If you know something about Boebert that you want to give a tip on, it's 970-610-6001. Once again, the Fire Boebert tip line, 970-610-6001. And again, this is the American Muckrakers Pack, Inc. Now, the reporting I saw after our show yesterday, that Lauren Boebert, well, she's going to sue. She's suing everybody. This is blatantly false. Yada, yada, sue. So here's what the PAC has said in their Twitter feed from last evening, 10:45 p.m. Hi, many of you are expressing concerns about the Boebert story we posted yesterday. Y'all have been generous with your energy, information, donations, and cheering us on every day. So let's talk. Now, apparently there was a few issues that they brought to the world's attention, but I wasn't aware of the ATV accident. Anyway, so just bear with me here. Number one, the Fire Boebert, @FireBoebert says, has Boebert actually talked to a member of the press today, again, this is last night, about our allegations? No! Have we spoken to the press? Yes. No less than 18 interviews today and zero, no comments. One reporter from BuzzFeed corrected some portions of his story after we had a call. Has any material fact changed from the ATV accident story? No. Has Boebert filed the accident report that is due to be filed within 14 days of an OHV injury or death under Utah law yet? No. Apparently there was some ATV accident in Utah. They go on. Did we get the year wrong from the ATV accident? Yes. So they got, you know, some 2019, not 2020. The original year based on some information. They go on to say, do we still stand behind the source of our information on the abortions and paid escort work? Yes. Wait, what? Wait, abortions? I didn't hear that part. Again. Oh,
there had been an accusation. I had heard that part.
Do we still stand behind the source for our information on the abortions and paid escort work? Yes. I've had messages with the source during the writing of this, and she stands 100% by the information she sent us. They go on to write. Number six, is the pick Melissa Cerrone or Lauren Boebert? Perhaps. We talked about this briefly yesterday. Is, you know, a lot of people look like, you know, some doppelgangers out there. One source says, quote, everyone in this town knows that pick is Lauren. We all looked at the profile when it was up. The Daily Mail is attempting to reconfirm the person in the photo at our request since there is a discrepancy. Did we remove the white dress picture? That was in dispute. Yes. Thoughts and prayers for anyone that was offended. Number eight.
I love that. Thoughts and prayers for anyone that was offended.
Thoughts and prayers if you were offended. Have we posted anything that we knew to be false, but we went ahead and posted it anyway? Well, sounds like, you know, President and his crew. No. Would we? No. Have we paid anyone for our information? No. Is there anything we would do differently? Yes. More proofreading. Will this stop us from posting additional information on Lauren Boebert? No. Number 11, do we have additional information on Lauren Boebert that will be published? Yes. However, we will give it to her lawyer for review for 24 hours prior to publication to tell us why we shouldn't post it. If they can prove it's bogus, we won't post. Number 12, again, this is the American Muckrakers Pack, Inc. on their Twitter feed, at Fire Boebert. How's your source doing? Now, this is the source I gave them the information about apparently the abortions and the sugar daddy stuff. The source is extremely nervous and fearful for her life. She's been threatened by the Boeberts in the past. She wants to do the right thing, but is afraid of the Boeberts. Was a woman that shared info with our source visited today? Yes. Quote, my friend was visited by Laura Boebert's mother and friend and two men today. They reminded her that we are a small town, and after you are gone, she may find herself regretting the choice of exposing Lauren. Is our source concerned that because of the Garfield County Sheriff's Office supports Boebert, they won't respond if she calls 911? Yes. Yes! They go on. Have I had email exchanges with regional major and captain of the Colorado Highway Patrol discussing the protocol if our source can't get help from the local sheriff? Yes. And finally, P.S., did the Boebert lawyer send their nasty letter to Fox News, Washington Times, Daily Caller, etc. before they sent it to us? Yes. Did I respond to every one of those media outlets? Yes. American Muckrakers Pack Incorporated at Fire Lauren Boebert. If you got a tip, their number is listed at 970-610-6001. Doesn't sound like they're backing off of the escort and abortion story of Lauren Boebert. Just saying.
But should we be spreading it without more credible substantiation? Now, once upon a time, there was a little problem. A story here in the great state of Wisconsin about the former governor, Scott Walker. You remember that?
I certainly do.
The accusations against Scott Walker were that he had a love child in college. And in fact, he, through his parents, had encouraged the young girlfriend, the pregnant co-ed, to have an abortion. Now, we further speculated, this part is speculation, that Scott Walker dropped out of college to offer some sort of financial remuneration to the mom, or health insurance, or whatever the case may be. That woman eventually remarried, and the husband adopted the baby. And the source of that information stood up in the wedding, was in the delivery room when the love baby was born, and she's the one making the claim. And she's an esteemed university professor at the University of Minnesota, and she has legal counsel. And we reported that information on this show, but not before we independently verified the veracity of the statement and the claims and the lawyer's willingness to defend the claims being made by the client. So we strongly believe that Scott Walker fathered a love child in college. But, you know, I hate to be T-boned, man. How do I know Lord Boebert?
Hey, man, American Muckrakers Pack, Inc., they've been through this before. They're standing by it. I'm just saying.
Maybe she was a licensed paid escort. Maybe that's the discrepancy. Come back, more devils.
Your wife interested in photography?
Like all members of the oldest profession, I'm a capitalist.
Hey, Wayne, what's with the pictures?
What do you think of these online reports that say you had a love child in college?
No, note that Senator Cruz went 2 minutes over, so...
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And, Curtis, let me just state for the record, my objection with Boebert is not the alleged escorting. I mean, I think sex work should be legal and regulated. I mean, are you kidding me? It's like,
what
this
about
has been going on since
abortions,
we've been
multiple
here.
Abortions.
And abortions as well. I mean, that's between a woman and her doctor. It's her right to choose. I mean, I have no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is the rank hypocrisy. If you're going to engage in those kinds of activities for yourself and then restrict that for other people, I think you're an absolute hypocrite. How can you possibly hold those positions? I mean, where's the consistency? That's my problem. I don't give a damn if someone's getting paid to sleep with someone. So what? It's not my business. You see how I do that, folks, Republicans? It's not my business. Just like it's not your business if someone pays me for sex.
Again. Wait,
they don't pay me for sex, you pay me to leave.
Okay, Dom, check's in the mail, man. Let's keep moving down the political headlines. I got at least one more.
All right, let's hear it.
A sad story of cancel culture, maybe. I slammed the computer. Mike Lindell says he raged after Walmart canceled MyPillow.
Wow. No kidding. So he's got some emotional and anger problems. Hard. Didn't see that one coming.
Well, Walmart's a substantial retail outlet, man. When you face multi-billion-dollar defamation lawsuits, come on, man. You need a ball.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
He better be on the street corner peddling pillows all day, all night. Mike Lindell needs the money.
Maybe he should
try. I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, we're all in this together.
maybe he should try to smother himself with one of those pillows. Can you do that?
They're not thick enough for that. They'll keep shifting the foam fill. Anyways, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell revealed on Thursday, that's today, buddy, that he was enraged and slammed his computer during a video call after a Walmart executive vowed to never sell his bedding products again. I'd like to, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Walmart Corporation, but, you know, I might have to at least go buy some alternative brand pillow there.
The guy was very, very angry and tired, and he wants to go home.
Lindell first told his audience on Wednesday that Walmart had canceled future MyPillow orders during a Thursday appearance with conservative podcaster Steve Bannon. Don't call me a podcaster. He's barely a podcaster, right? What is he? Charged contempt of Congress person out on bail.
He was pardoned. Don't forget he was pardoned.
Felon.
Yeah, uh-huh. That, and he took a bunch of Trumpsters for that build the wall money, right?
Yeah, he milked them.
Yeah. How many people? But his partners in that, they're going down because they weren't pardoned.
How many people do you think? How many people do you think he screwed on meth deals through the years?
Well, allegedly.
These aren't pillows.
During a Thursday appearance with podcaster Steve Bannon, Lindell detailed the conference call that ended his relationship with the giant retailer. It's just me and the executive VP of Walmart, he recalled. All of a sudden, he goes, we're not ever having MyPillow again. You don't make the rating of 4. I go, what rating system? I go, what are you talking about? So they're not being kicked out for politics. He's being kicked out for bad pillowing. I just quality. Point that out.
He is not
quality
making
of the pillow sucks.
Quality control. He's not up to snuff.
He blames it on bots and trolls. Lindell does. You know, it can't be the pillows.
No, not at all.
He goes, well, no, we're canceling my pillow, the pillow executive said. And he had this smirk on his face. And I said, goodbye, you're going to be all over the news tomorrow. And I slammed the computer. That's what real men do. When I'm being a petulant little kid, I slam the computer.
Oh, come on.
Take that.
Yeah, I'm sure Walmart's really just having a hell of a time dealing with all the Mike Lindell lovers out there.
Buddy, you showing up on Friday? We doing a Friday show?
Wait, what's Friday? That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. There. Yeah, I think so.
Are we going to have Jim Santel on to help us? Ooh. Have we invited Jim on? Or
I have not
any
talked
of the
to Jim.
Many fine friends of the Am I the only guy that books around here anymore? So anyways, there may or may not be guests on tomorrow's show. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. I believe Tuesday will be the next helping of January 6th hearings. But of course, if there's any legal breaking news, and I got to tell you, the news cycles, they're accelerating, aren't they?
They certainly seem to be.
I mean, I like that in that the noose is also accelerating and it's tightening. In this case, not around the neck of Mike Pence, but perhaps around the neck of the former president. Do you think these hearings are having impact? I mean, I love the legal case. You know, I think it's been very thoughtful. I think it's been well executed. But are we moving hearts and minds towards understanding when Donald Trump gets indicted? It's because he deserved it.
I mean, from my own personal perspective, absolutely. I mean, I guess I suspected many of these things. You know, we talk about this, that this was going on, and now it's being confirmed. And it's being confirmed not by Democrats, but by Trump's own inner circle, by Greg Jacob.
That guy had a lot of coffee boys, didn't he?
I mean, these are the testimony are from Trumpsters. I mean, these are people in the administration.
The phone calls, the testimonies coming from inside the house.
The White House. It is. And I mean, that gives it certainly credence to, you know, the Trumpsters out there. Now, whether or not they believe it or not, you know, some folks will never believe it. But, you know, the question is, well, the moderate, quote unquote, the ones that are now called rhinos because you don't go along with the coup attempt. Now you're a rhino. I mean, that's what this party is made up of now. So, you know, I guess my concern is,
well,
how does this flow down?
And unlicensed escorts.
How does this flow down to the state level, to, you know, the local level? I mean, every state, and certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, we have the folks that are still pushing this lie, the folks that are involved and engaged in this. So I'm looking forward to see how this committee addresses the fraudulent electors and perhaps some of those Congress folks, the state senators and assembly people who sent this letter out to Pence.
Well, they also apparently were in on the coup. John Eastman had obviously given them the plan.
Yes.
And John Eastman was in the state of Wisconsin barely a month ago.
Yes.
Trying to convince Robin Voss you can still execute this plan.
And then we find out that Eastman himself is asked back then for a pardon after pushing the bunk, after him. And this is the specific news. Eastman, Pence, Trump, they all knew and acknowledged it was illegal, and they went forward with it anyway. That's new news, and the fact that he asked for a pardon is also new news. So I cannot wait for more of this to flush out, and I cannot wait until next Tuesday.
I hope they all have good effing defense attorneys. Or bad ones, like Rudy.
Whatever.
Either way, I'm getting popcorn. Can't wait till Tuesday or Friday. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. If you're in the Shaw, Joel Clayfish, raised in the Shaw, 7 o'clock. Be there.
Trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
The only reason you get pardoned is you committed a crime.
One, two, three, four, five.